This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The United States and Russia faced off at the UN Security Council Monday. The debate is over Washington's accusations that Moscow is planning a large-scale invasion of neighboring Ukraine, which the Kremlin has denied. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield telling council members, quote, "The situation we're facing in Europe is urgent and dangerous." She said the more than 100,000 troops Russia has amassed along Ukraine's border includes combat forces and special forces. The U.S. ambassador said Russia's aggression threatens Ukraine, Europe, and the international order. The United States has threatened to impose sharp economic sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. 1 year ago today, a military coup in Myanmar overthrew the civilian government. De facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials were detained. Military officials claimed widespread fraud in the November 2020 general election as justification for the February takeover. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won that election in a landslide. On the first anniversary of the takeover, the U.S. announced more sanctions on individuals and entities associated with the regime. That's according to the Treasury Department on Monday. The U.K. and Canada also announced sanctions. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday, but was feeling fine and would continue to work remotely while following public health guidelines. The Prime Minister told the Canadian press he went into isolation last week after one of his children tested positive. At the time, a rapid test for him came back negative. This is VOA News. The African Union has suspended Burkina Faso exactly 1 week after the president was overthrown in a military coup. The AU's Political Affairs, Peace and Security Department made the announcement on Twitter Monday, saying the suspension is in effect until there is restoration of constitutional order in the country. The announcement came as a delegation from the Regional Economic Community of West African States, or known as ECOWAS, was traveling to Burkina Faso's capital to meet with the junta leader, Lieutenant Colonel Paul Henri Damiba. A special United Nations envoy was also taking part in Monday's talks, too. U.S. health regulators have given full approval to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine on Monday, this after reviewing additional data on its safety and effectiveness. The decision by the Food and Drug Administration comes after many tens of millions of Americans have already received the shot under its original emergency authorization. Full approval means FDA has completed the same rigorous time-consuming review for Moderna's shot as dozens of other long-established vaccines. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine received full approval last summer. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has apologized for lockdown-flouting parties at 10 Downing Street, but the Prime Minister insisted that he and his government can be trusted. Johnson told lawmakers in the House of Commons on Monday that he would make changes to the way the government is run in the wake of the quote-unquote Partygate scandal. He spoke after senior civil servant Sue Gray found that gatherings by the prime minister and his staff represent a serious failure to observe the standards expected of government. Gray published findings on four gatherings in 2020 and 2021, and police are investigating a further dozen events. Syrian air defenses intercepted an Israeli missile barrage targeting the eastern outskirts of the capital, Damascus. Syrian state media made that statement early Monday, citing a military source. This source was quoted as saying unspecified material damage was caused by the missiles being intercepted. Two Syrian military defectors said the strikes targeted rugged areas northeast of Damascus near the town of Kutafaya, near the Iranian-backed Lebanese Hezbollah group, has a significant military presence there and a weapons depot. The Israeli military declined comment. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.